Welcome to DeedNB College. Today we're building something very specific, a low-end pressure think brake switch up swing in Ableton Live 12. And what that really means is this. We're taking a tight drum and bass groove, then briefly bending it sideways into a broken, swinging pocket, while the bass stays heavy, centered, and in control. This is one of those moves that makes a track feel alive without losing the floor. It's perfect at the end of an 8-bar phrase, as a 2-bar transition, or as a second drop variation when you want the tune to evolve without blowing up the whole identity. Why this works in DeedNB is simple. The genre runs on phrase logic and low-end authority. If the drums shift in a controlled way, the crowd feels movement. But if the kick, snare, and sub relationship stays solid, the track still feels like the same record. That's the sweet spot. So let's build it. Start with a clean 8-bar drum and bass loop. You want a stable kick and snare backbone, a sub or bass line that clearly supports the downbeats, and enough headroom so the switch-up feels bigger by contrast, not just by level. The best place for the edit is usually bars 7 and 8 of an 8-bar phrase, or bars 15 and 16 in a longer drop. That way, the change feels intentional. It lands like a phrase event, not a random fill. Now decide what kind of break language you want. You've got two main routes. You can pull in a break sample and chop it up in Ableton, or you can program a break-like pattern from your own kick, snare, hats, and ghost notes. For this lesson, don't think full jungle workout. Think break means compact, clever, and controlled. It's a broken rhythm with pressure, not a flurry of unnecessary detail. If you're working with a sample, use simpler in slice mode or slice the audio manually if you want more precision. Keep the slices tight enough to keep the transient alive, but not so tight that the groove feels sterile. You want a bit of dirt in the motion. Now comes the real feel of the thing, the swing pocket. A think break swing should feel deliberate, not sloppy. Keep the kick closest to the grid. Let the ghost notes and hats lean a little late. Let some snare lead in sit slightly the head if you want more urgency. The point is contrast. The low end stays firm, but the percussion can bend around it. A good practical move is to nudge selected ghost hits just a few milliseconds, somewhere around 5 to 15 milliseconds, and then listen against the grid, not just soloed, against the full loop. What to listen for here is whether the groove feels light but still locked. If it feels lazy, you've pushed it too far. If it still feels tight but has a little drag and shuffle, you're in the pocket. At this stage, choose your identity. Don't try to make the switch up do everything. You can go for a lean swing version, which uses more ghost notes, slightly delayed snares, and a busier dust layer. That's great for rollers, darker club cuts, and tracks that want to feel sly rather than aggressive. Or you can go for a brittle snap version, which is more minimal, more chopped, and more about sharp contrast. That works well when the bass line is already doing a lot of rhythmic work, and the drums need to carve out a different shape without overcrowding the drop. A simple rule helps here. If the bass is dense and animated, go brittle. If the bass is more restrained, go with leaning swing. Pick one per switch up. That keeps the edit focused. Now let's process the break so it stays punchy and dark. A very reliable stock chain in Ableton is EQ 8 into saturator into drum bus. On EQ 8, clean out anything below about 25 to 35 Hz so the rumble doesn't eat your headroom. If the break is muddy, dip gently somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. That's often where the low mid cloud lives. Then add a little saturator drive, just enough to thicken the break and make it read louder without needing extra gain. A few dB is usually plenty. After that, use drum bus for a little extra density and transient shape. Keep the boom subtle unless you specifically want the break to thicken the whole drop. What to listen for is this. Does the break punch through without stealing the front edge from the kick? If yes, you're good. If it starts sounding fuzzy or flattened, back off the drive. A switch up should have attitude, not blur. Now build the low-end pressure separately. The bass should stay disciplined. Keep the sub mono and stable. Avoid widening anything below about 120 Hz. And make sure the bass pattern still supports the kick in a way that feels physically grounded. A solid bass chain might be EQ8, then saturator, then compressor if needed, mostly to control peaks and keep the movement even. Here's the key idea. If the drums get clever, the sub often needs to stay boring on purpose. That contrast is what makes the whole thing feel bigger. In DeedNB, the low end doesn't need to perform tricks. It needs to hold the room. If the break and bass are fighting, fix the break first. Usually the problem is low mid clutter around the switch up, not the sub itself. So clear space before you start turning things up. Next, set up a little lean in before the switch up. This is where phrase level automation pays off. In the bar before the edit, automate something small. Open a filter a bit. Add a tiny bit more saturation. Let a snare reverb tail bloom just slightly. Or shift a head decay so it feels like the groove is opening its hand before the change. You do not need a massive riser, the phrase logic is clean. This is one of those dark DNB tricks that works every time. Tension comes from restraint. A subtle rise of 1 or 2 dB can make the switch up feel much larger without wrecking the mix. Now put the whole thing back in context. Not solo. Full drums, full bass, full drop. This is where the truth shows up. What to listen for is whether the snare still feels like the anchor. Whether the kick still speaks clearly, whether the bass still owns the low end. The edit should feel like the room tilts sideways for a moment, then returns harder. If it sounds clever in isolation but falls apart in the drop, it's too detailed. Simplify it. If the snare gets masked, trim the body of the break around that area. If the kick loses definition, shorten the nearest break hit or move the edit so the kick has more breathing room. If the bass feels thin, don't just turn it up. Rebalance the break's midrange first. Once it feels right, print it, consolidate it, or resample it to auto. That helps you commit to the rhythmic identity instead of endlessly tweaking the same two bars. This is a big finishing move in drum and bass production. Once the pressure is there, bounce it and move on. A version in audio is easier to arrange, easier to refine, and harder to overcook, and that leads to arrangement. Don't leave the switch up floating as a cool loop trick. Make it do a job. Put it at the end of the first drop to refresh energy. Use it before the second drop to create tension, or deploy it every 8 or 16 bars as a mid-drop variation so the track keeps developing. A strong phrase might go like this in your head: main groove, a little bass variation, then the think break swing, then a hard return to the main hit pattern. That return matters. The switch-up should make the next downbeat feel heavier than it would have otherwise. A few judgment calls matter a lot here. Keep one anchor immutable. Usually that's the main snare placement, or the kick-to-sub relationship. If both start moving, the edit stops feeling like a controlled switch-up and starts feeling like a whole new loop. That's where the record loses its spine. Also, don't over-quantize the life out of it. A tiny bit of timing imperfection in a ghost note can feel more expensive than perfect grid snapping. As long as the backbeat is believable, those little irregularities give the groove character. And check everything at low volume and in mono. If the switch-up falls apart quietly, it's probably relying on hype instead of clear rhythmic design. If it collapses in mono, the issue is usually in the high percussion or widened layers, not the sub. Let me give you a few quick creative directions. If you want a halftime illusion, space the accents so the pocket feels heavier without actually changing tempo. If you want a snare-dominant version, let the snare speak clearly and strip away extra decoration. If you want a ghost note pressure version, keep the backbone nearly the same and use tiny in-between hits to create motion. And if you want a negative space version, remove more than you add. Sometimes the hardest hit is the one that gives the music a moment to breathe. That last point is important. In darker, heavier DNB, absence can hit harder than density. A short gap before the swan hit can feel massive. A track doesn't always need more movement. Sometimes it just needs the right kind of pause. Here's the mindset to keep throughout the process. The goal is not new drums. The goal is temporary rephrasing of the groove while the track's weight stays recognizable. That's what makes this move feel premium. It sounds like the same record, just briefly leaning into a different attitude. So let's recap. Place the switch up on a phrase boundary so it feels like an arrangement event. Keep the kick and sub stable. Let the swing live in ghosts, hats, and break fragments. Use EQ, saturation, and drum bus to make the break feel dark, loud, and controlled. Pick one identity, either leaning swing or brittle snap. Then check it in full context, print it to audio, and arrange around it like a real record. Now go do the exercise. Build a 2-bar think break switch up using only Ableton stock devices. Keep the kick and sub mono-scented. Use no more than 8 drum hits beyond the main backbeat. Include at least one delayed ghost note or swung percussion hit. Make one version that leans into swing, and one version that feels stripped and threatening. Then bounce both. Compare them and make a third pass that combines the strongest parts. If you do it right, you'll hear the difference immediately. The groove will tilt sideways for a moment, then slam back into place with more pressure than before. That's the sound. That's the move. Keep it tight. Keep it dark. And keep the low end in command.